good morning. In honor of the 1,000th shir of Chayadim, I'd like to share a few thoughts with you. First, I'd like to say a few thank yous. This idea was conceived by a few people, primarily Mr. Rafi Katan, who pushed me to put out this type of a shir, and Rav Moshe Chaim Blait, both of the Silverstein community, that we should create some type of a daily halacha shir where a person is able to get a feeling that they're not only getting some halacha, but they're getting some level of depth of learning with it, getting some of the background understanding, etc. I chose Chayadim as the vehicle for the limud, to give it a structure. It's using Mishnah Berurah is very difficult to come out with a clear halacha l'maaseh. Mishnah Berurah was written as a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, not as in necessarily the most logical order. The Chayadim took the ideas of Shulchan Aruch and put them in a logical procession and progression. And historically, the Sefer Chayadim was a sefer which was learned as a vehicle of halacha. The Mishnah Berurah mentions, the Chafetz Chaim mentions, that there's something called a Chevra Chayadim. Rishon Solanter writes that he came to the city of Karlsruhe and he was very excited that he was able to establish a learning program for the Talmidim. The learning program was Chumash with Rashi and Chayadim, etc. This was a sefer which was used halacha l'maisa. Some sefer writes to his one of his Talmidim, he says that whenever you're passing a shayla in halacha, you should learn the sugya from the makar and paskin based on that. And if the time is not, there's not time available for that, rely on the Chayadim, and you can rely on the Chayadim and its psak. My Rebbe told me when I was dealing with the inyanim of Yerideya, he says, if you don't have time to go through the sugya, you can rely on the Chayadim, the Chochmas Sodom, the Sefer of the Chayadim on Yerideya is called Chochmas Sodom. You can follow the psak of the Chochmas Sodom, because the vast majority of times, that is how we paskin. Historically, in Lithuania, this was the primary halacha sefer that was used. Mishnah Berurah was only came more recently upon the scene, and Mishnah Berurah was not niskabel as a sefer halacha l'maisa in Europe as much as it is in America nowadays. But Chayadim was the sefer. My Rebbeim, your Lithuanian Yerush Hashivas, from your that Chayadim was on their fingertips. I knew one of my Rebbeim wasn't well when I discussed the Chayadim with him, and he couldn't recall it at will, and I knew that things weren't well, because there's no such thing as him not knowing a Chayadim. And the Sefer, which we learned in Tel Zeshiva for Halacha in the high school, was Chayadim. We knew Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah was the Bachim and Beis Medrash. We learned Mishnah Berurah during a Halacha Seder when they would work through this, but to learn a Sefer with the Talmidim, it was Chayadim. Chayadim was a sefer which is mentioned in other Torah as well, that there's something known as a Chevra Chayadim. The sefer was written by a person named Rabbi Avram Danzig, and it's interesting for you to know, especially many of you listening, or people which are not sitting in yeshiva, that he was a businessman. He had a store. He used to travel for business to the fairs in Leipzig, etc., to buy things which he would then resell in his store. Till the age of 65, that's how he supported himself. He did not want to support himself through the teaching of Torah, and Paschal and Halacha. And the vast majority, all of his Svarim were written during that time. At the age of 65, he became one of the Murei Tzedek, the Poskim, the Dayanim in Vilna, where he lived. They prevailed upon him finally to accept that his business was not doing well. In the last 8 years of his life, that was his position. But the vast majority of his life, he was learning his Torah while he was in the situations of being in business. And he writes that he's even when he was in the store, his mind was on his learning. The Yonim and Paiskim of the city would come to talk to him in the store and discuss halacha shalas with him. He was born in the year Tav Kuf Ches, which corresponds to 1748. He was from the city of Danzig. That's why he's known as Rabbi Avram Danzig. Eventually, he learned under the Knight of Yehuda in Prague. He learned under Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, who was a Rebbe in Prague, went to Yeshiva there, and then he went to learn under the Knight of Yehuda. He refers to the Knight of Yehuda as Mar Rabbi. And after the period of time, he moved to Vilna and married. His wife was from Vilna. He moved there and he became close to the Vilna Gaon. Eventually, his son married the granddaughter of the Vilna Gaon. So the Gaon's son's daughter married the Chayyadim's son. So he became a mechutin with the Vilna Gaon's son and became close to the Vilna Gaon and quotes the Vilna Gaon. We actually just had a halacha which we learned where he quotes the Gaon. He was close with the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Nesivis, the Beis Meir, the Gedolim of the generation. The Sefer Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes that he basically followed the order of the Chayyadim in creating his Sefer. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which became the basic halacha Sefer for the area around Hungary and Austria, paralleled very much the idea of the Chayyadim, which became the Sefer of halacha in the area of Lithuania and surrounding areas of that. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch wrote a Sefer of Ha'oris on the Chayyadim. The Sefer Chayyadim has went through many, many printings. Baruch Hashem, nowadays we have a printing which includes in it the Piskei Mishabura. This was put together by two brothers in Yerushalayim. Their names are Rabbi Katz and Ellenbogen, and they have graciously given us permission to use their Sefer to make copies of the page and send it out, and that's what we've been using. When we originally started, we also had a daily transcript which came with, and this was written by Mr. Gavriel Ben Simon, and it was a beautiful job that he did. I want to thank him for that. And Bezat Hashem, we are hoping actually, Bezat Hashem, to restart that initiative. The last point I want to mention is, Bezat Hashem, we are creating a website, a more comprehensive website, which will allow for archiving of the shiurim and accessing them in an easy fashion. And Baruch Hashem, we have a sponsor to do that. We'll cover the costs. Sponsorships are available for the shiurim. The sponsorship goes to support Carlo Zichron Amram, which I am the Rosh Carlo. And Baruch Hashem, that has allowed me to be in a position of teaching Torah and learning Torah for many years here in the Yeshiva of Greater Washington. It is named after Rabbi Amram Hillel Feldman, Zichron Lebracha, the son of Yibar L'Chaim, Rabbi Emanuel Feldman of Atlanta, now of Yerushalayim, and the brother of the present Rav in Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Rabbi Ilan Feldman. And the kollel was started by his friends, Lili Nishmosoy, and Baruch Hashem, some of these people have continued to this day to be major supporters of the kollel. The kollel budget is large, and whoever could help in any way, shape, or form is greatly appreciated. Sponsorships are available, will be available through the website. Meanwhile, they're available by contacting shiurim@devarhalacha.com. And you will be contacted with clarified the opportunities for sponsorships. We should be zeicha to learn the halachas of the Chayyadim, be mekayim the halachas of the Sefer Chayyadim. We have a dream as one day we will finish this and we'll get to learn Sefer Chochmas Adam, which is the halachas of Yerideya and Evan Ezer. He also wrote a Sefer after a son of his who was Nifter named Moshe, called Zichron Taras Moshe, which is a more basic compendium of Hilchos Shabbos, and we will compare some of the points which are learning the Chayyadim to the Sefer Zichron Taras Moshe when we get to Hilchos Shabbos Bezras Hashem. He also wrote a Sefer Matzeves Moshe, which deals with the halachas of Avelis. He wrote a Sefer in the halachas of Eretz Yisrael, Shari Tzedek, and Bezras Mishibuzaycha, to be in Eretz with Mashiach, and learn that Sefer of halacha and other Sefer of halacha, which will give us the hadracha, how to properly be noig with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining. And my guest, my largest thank you is to all of the listeners who are taking time out of their day to listen to this shiur and send their comments. and to incorporate that which you're listening into their lives. Hatzlacha Rabbah. Thank you very much. Have a good day.